Welcome back to Higher Health, the podcast helping you to grow and evolve as a human being. My name is Christian Lawal. I'm a personal trainer and online coach based in Tunbridge Wells. I hope you're doing well. On this episode today, I'm going to be talking about the importance of reconnecting with your why. As I sit here and record this podcast on Monday afternoon, it is pissing it down with rain outside, which is pretty fitting to some of the things I'm going to talk about, because I think we're at a stage in the year right now where it's very easy to feel unmotivated. You know, summer's sort of come to a close, autumn's here, the winter is on its way, and I think with that can sometimes come a general feeling of heaviness and lethargy, and just like, a little bit of sadness around the fact that summer is over, at least in the UK. And I think at this time of the year, it's very easy to fall off track with your training, with your diet, and with all the self-care practices, all the stuff that you know makes you feel good. You know, I experienced this myself, and I've spoken about this with a few of my clients over the past couple of weeks who have really been struggling to feel motivated. And the one thing that I've found has really helped them most to get back on track is reconnecting with their why. By their why, what I really mean is the deep underlying motivation behind their actions, because although we might think that we know why we're doing what we're doing, once the chaos of daily life comes about and intervenes, it's very easy to lose sight of the real deeper meaning and motivation behind our actions. And I'm no different. Like I said, I have moments where I feel completely directionless, where I genuinely like sort of sit there, stare into space and don't know what to do next. But in those moments, the way I get back on track is really by reconnecting with my why. What I'll do is I'll sit down, whack out a pen and paper, and then ask myself some fundamental questions. So things like, what do I want to feel and why do I want to feel it? What do I want to experience more of in my life, and what matters most to me in life? So just as an example, some of the things that matter most to me are feeling healthy, feeling confident, being in a state of inner peace, so free from excessive thought and worry, to be able to explore both mentally, to explore different ideas and to explore new physical places, and to be able to connect with others. And the reason why these things really matter to me is because I want to live a high quality life. I want to feel good in my body and in my mind. I want to be able to commit to the physical activities that I enjoy. And I want to be able to spend time with the people that I care about, because that makes me feel good. So I encourage you, if you're in a moment where motivation has slipped a little bit and you're not really quite sure why, take a sit down, whack out a pen and paper like I do, and ask yourself some of those questions. What do you want to feel? What do you want to experience more of? What matters most to you in life? And then once you've done that, ask yourself whether your current behaviors, the things that you're currently doing, align with the things that you say you care about and the things that you say you want to feel more of. Ask yourself, what would some of those behaviors look like if you were to be aligned? If you do find you have alignment right now between your current behaviors and the behaviors that you'd need to be doing and to be embodying to feel the things that you want to feel, then fantastic, keep it going. But if you find there is misalignment, that right now the behaviors that you're committing to and that you're practicing on a daily basis aren't actually going to push you towards your ideal state, then that right there is an opportunity for you to change, for you to switch up your behaviors, to create new patterns, new habits, and to move into greater alignment with what you really want. So reconnect with your why, one of the most powerful ways to get yourself back on track, to feel more motivated, and to start embodying and moving in the direction that you want to be going. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to drop the podcast a rating and a review. That is one of the most powerful ways in which you can support this podcast and to help the message to spread, which would be awesome. And if you really enjoyed it, then feel free to take a screenshot of yourself listening to it, upload it onto Instagram or Facebook on your story, tag me in it, and I'll reshare that bad boy. It'll be much appreciated. And lastly, if you'd like to learn more about myself, my services, then head over to my website, clpersonaltraining.com. On there, you'll find more episodes of the podcast, some of my blog posts, details about my personal training, online coaching, and my boxing services. And you'll also find a few free downloads available for you to make the most of. Like I said, I hope you have a great week. Until next time, peace.